Thank you, Robin. We know some of our listeners are keen Norwich City fans. In particular, we would like to mention Ellen Betts. Now, they're not playing very well at the moment, but we hope that these two stories will be of particular interest for you. Norwich City fans, angry at the club's plans to move them from their seats, are planning a sit-in protest at the next home fixture. The demonstration is being organised in response to proposals to relocate more than 3,000 season ticket holders from the lower river end at Carrow Road to make way for away fans. The scheme, part of a wider project to redevelop the stadium and create a new fan park at the back of the Barclay end, has sparked fury among supporters who are being forced to move. The sit-in at the end of the Canaries' next home game against Hull City on November the 1st is being coordinated by a newly formed organisation called the 1902 Group, after the year the club was founded. In a message posted online, it is urging fellow supporters to refuse to leave their seats after the full-time whistle at the end of the next week's game. It could create tense scenes at the stadium, which has already seen tempers flare following a string of six consecutive home defeats and a growing sense of anger at the club on and off the pitch.
It's painful being a Norwich City fan at the moment. Six home defeats on the spin. Loyal fans upset at matters off the pitch as well as on it. It all adds up to a strange brew of emotions. But there will be better times, and a look back even just a few years provides evidence of the up and down nature of the game. Who would have thought that 37 years ago today, City fans would be celebrating a 3-1 home win over Tottenham Hotspur that took them 3 points clear at the top of the First Division, the equivalent of today's Premier League. Robert Rosario, Robert Fleck and Andy Linegan scored the goals. Halcyon days indeed. And while the nightmare of Portman Road just 17 days ago will take a while to fade away, don't forget that on October the 22nd, 2017, one James Maddison wrote his name into City history books with the only goal of the game in the East Anglian Derby in Suffolk. And talking of heroes, October 22nd, 2011 saw another Canaries legend confirm his status when Grant Holt scored an equaliser in a 1-1 draw at Liverpool. Clutching at straws? Maybe. But Messrs Rosario, Fleck, Linegan, Maddison and Holt are all proof of good times past and hope for good times in the future.
Norfolk is set to receive £1 billion as part of a devolution deal that will also see an elected mayor preside over the county and neighbouring Suffolk following a crunch vote. County Hall has accepted the Labour government's proposals to transfer powers to the two counties following a tense debate. The deal would give powers for issues such as transport, housing, jobs and adult education from Whitehall to Norfolk and Suffolk, along with a 30-year multi-million pound investment fund. For it to proceed, an elected mayor will be created for the two counties, with elections to be held next May to decide who would head up a new combined authority. Suffolk County Council has already agreed to back the deal earlier this month. However, the shake-up is already causing controversy over how the new combined authority would be made up politically and across county boundaries. Steve Morphew, leader of the Labour Group, said, "Devolution opens the doors to deliver like never before. Joined up and improved public transport is the most obvious. We now need to explain to a sceptical public what the new mayoral authority really means to their day-to-day lives, not just some highfalutin wish list. Ben Price, a Green councillor, joined Mr Morphew in criticising making the make-up of the new council. Norfolk will just have two representatives on the new combined authority, representing a county of nearly a million people. There is no power for this council to overrule decisions made on our behalf.
Norwich City Council wants to make its headquarters more accessible after unveiling plans for a major revamp. Proposals to build a ramp and lift at the main entrance to City Hall alongside five new toilets on the ground floor foyer have been lodged. The proposed accessibility improvements were revealed as the Labour-led council unveiled plans to revamp the Grade 2 listed building. A wheelchair lift is also part of the plans, which were shaped by feedback from a series of consultations. The council claims investing in its headquarters will protect the building's future, while bringing in an economic boost of at least £53 million. Space within City Hall could be repurposed for community use, public access and commercial workspace. The revamp for the building includes new public areas on the ground floor and civic spaces on the first floor.
A Norfolk Peers bid to get the law changed over the construction of huge solar farms on the best agricultural land has been blocked in the House of Lords. Labour and Liberal Democrat peers voted late on Monday against a bid by Conservative Lord Fuller to stop local councils being bypassed over the controversial schemes. A string of proposals for huge solar farms on agricultural land in Norfolk has sparked angry opposition, with local political leaders frustrated that they are powerless to prevent them being granted permission. That is because their status as nationally significant infrastructure projects means the decision on whether they go ahead rests with the government ministers, rather than elected councillors. Lord Fuller, the former leader of South Norfolk Council, had sought to amend the government's infrastructure and planning bill to change that. He wanted the law changed to stop solar farms proposed for the best and most versatile land from being defined as national significant infrastructure projects.
A plane crash that closed Norwich Airport for more than 2 hours was caused by a complete loss of engine power. A light aircraft caught fire after a crash landing on the runway on August the 8th, prompting flights to be cancelled and delayed. An Air Accidents Investigation Branch, AAIB, report states that the Beechcraft Bonanza six-seater aircraft lost engine pressure shortly after takeoff at 8:30 a.m. The pilot told investigators that with no power, they had pitched the aircraft to glide back into land, but that the landing gear had not fully locked into position and collapsed on touchdown. It caused the aircraft to slide along the runway before coming to a stop. As a consequence, the plane developed a small fire. Emergency services, including six appliances from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service and ambulance crews, were called, but no one was injured. The runway closure saw a flight from Palma in Mallorca that had been due to land at Norwich diverted to Stansted, while a flight to Amsterdam was cancelled.
We have now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two, with more news, another feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.